Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Congress is out of Washington this week, but that doesn't mean that they can avoid some of the tough issues of the day. Dale Moore with American Farm Bureau says he's hoping some of his members back in the states will be pushing hard on their senators regarding GMO labeling, the preemption bill that would basically stop the implementation of labels that would conform to the Vermont law that would go into effect the 1st of July. He says it's important that we get something done on this sooner rather than later. Already you've got companies that are starting to respond to the Vermont law.
Well, the companies have got to make some decisions. I mean, it's not like they can just slap new labels on, you know, the end of June and be ready to go into the market because the way the law is set up in Vermont, if you've got an incorrect label or an unlawful label on that product, whether you shipped it to that state or not, you as the company are liable for it. So they're having to take steps now to make sure that they are in compliance. And so in that process, it effectively is become the law of the land. Now, we've already heard from a couple of companies that have indicated when they have run that label, because other states have labeling laws as well, they've run that label through other states and have been told, we view that Vermont-approved label as being one that is unlawful because it is false and misleading based on our rules. So again, we get back to this state-by-state kind of process and the confusion it causes. So that's one of the things we're hoping that the Senate can find a way to reach a compromise that will get us to that 60 votes, get that decision made, and importantly, something that the House can work with as well, because if it's not the same as the House, you know the process. We've got to get the 218 votes again in the House, and the President's got to sign it. It's an awful lot of work to get done between now and July 1, particularly in this presidential election year.
American Farm Bureau's Dale Moore talking about the latest on GMO labeling as it stands right now in the U.S. Senate. Oklahoma FFA convention wrapped up this last week, and several folks qualifying for the national FFA competition in Indianapolis is coming October to represent Oklahoma in the three major speech categories. Creed speaking, Emily Kennedy from Edmond will be the representative for Oklahoma this fall. Adrienne Blakey was the representative last year, prepared public speaking. She's going this time in extemporaneous public speaking. Anna Crosswhite from Kingfisher will be the prepared public speaking representative this year. Team categories, livestock judging will be represented by the Tuttle FFA, meats judging, Kingfisher, horse judging, Oklahoma Union, dairy cattle evaluation, Shoto, the ag issues competition. Kingfisher will return to the national competition again, and parliamentary procedure will be represented this year in the senior division by Medill FFA. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Griswold Cattle Company commercial female sale Friday, May 6th at the Perkins Oklahoma Stockyard Sale Barn. The sale features 150 pairs, 100 Angus cows of the Linscov Ranch in South Dakota, 40 bred heifers, 150 spring pairs, and bred cows. For more information, call John Griswold, 405-780-3300, or Craig Sand, 405-564-4319, or go to the website, www.griswoldcattle.com.
And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.